It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Educators in Colorado have a plan to reopen schools at the start of the year, but CPR health reporter John Daly explains a lot depends on how well communities prevent the spread of coronavirus.
A group of school superintendents announced strategies to reopen schools to students. They say schools can safely reopen and virus spread is minimal if safety measures are in place. Governor Jared Polis says those include mandatory mask wearing and expanded testing and contact tracing.
These create one of the safest work environments in the state in school.
The superintendents say in-person learning becomes hard to do when there are more than 500 cases per 100,000 people. Many places in the state are well above that now. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The new owners of Denver's Tattered Cover bookstore say they want to make it more inclusive. The store, under previous owners, found itself in controversy after it avoided taking a stance during Black Lives Matter protests this past summer. Kwame Spearman is one of the new owners.
One of the biggest roles of an independent bookstore in any community is to be a space where everyone feels welcome, where everyone wants to be able to go into and feel a part of the community. And to live up to that, you've got to want to be on the right side of history.
Spearman and co-owner David Back plan to visit underserved communities across Colorado to promote literacy and reading when the pandemic allows. Tattered Cover is now the largest Black-owned bookstore in the country. Mile High United Way has received the largest donation in its 133-year history. Mackenzie Scott, an author and ex-wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, announced her $20 million donation yesterday. Mile High United Way runs programs for low-income Coloradans across Metro Denver, including elementary school literacy programs and help for first-time homebuyers. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.